Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
When I was in Italy a few weeks ago, I had a marvelous dish that was nothing more than a simple white bean stew and a creamy white sauce. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I have to tell you, it was memorably tasty.
Well, I believe it. Italian cuisine in general is, you know, ingredient-driven and usually simple. But I'm guessing you had a lovely encounter with the famous cannellini bean.
That's my guess, too. They're sort of like navy beans, or they're called white kidney beans. But cooking seemed to be a very basic approach.
You know, you can get dried ones, which, you know, as we've talked about over the years, soaking overnight, I think it's not necessary. They come in cans.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're way easier to use. And especially if you want to cook on the fly.
Right.
And you just have to be careful because since they are already cooked, you don't want to overcook them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of onion, you know, that's great. You want this to be, you know, perfect, like tender, but not mushy. And then you can put them in the food processor, give them a good blitz, press it until you have a creamy puree. You know, you pour the puree back into the pot and you simmer it a little more. Then, of course, luxuriously add a little cream or butter and done.
Yeah. I think these were cooked in water. You could use broth.
Yeah.
But I do like the trick of taking about a third of the beans and processing them. It works really nice, and it really spreads the flavor around. And I got to tell you, the flavor of the beans was really magnificent.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, since I enjoyed that so much and actually made it when I got home, it got me thinking about some other bean soups, which I think are super nutritious and really easy to fix.
Do you love beans, and they seem to always pair well with a ham hock?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that takes it out of the vegetarian world, but cooking them with that makes it great. Of course, you can use any vegetables you have. I always prefer broth over water when I'm doing anything, including soups.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know, cutting vegetables the same size, this way they cook the same time, is important. I know you love things like dried mustard powder, mm-hmm. bay leaves, cumin. I mean, tomato paste is a simple stir in to give it a little push.
Sure.
The ham hock's going to take a couple hours, and then the meat is perfect. Just pull it off, leave it in. And again, if you want to do the food processor trick, go to it.
Yeah, ham hocks take a while to cook, but boy, it's so worth it. What I do when I'm working with one is I score the thick skin on the outside. So
sure.
After a couple hours, it peels right off. And then the meat just falls right off the bone. Let's talk about chickpeas. Is that something you could work with?
Of course. I mean, or people call them garbanzo beans. They do love citrus, like lemons.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Greek soup, avolemono. It relies on eggs, lemon, and orzo for its character.
Mm-hmm.
They start by sauteing the aromatics, carrots, celery, onions. Use the broth of your choice, the chickpeas and the orzo.
And how do you work the eggs into it?
Well, you got to be careful, right? You don't want to just dump in whisked eggs. That would be what we call egg drop soup.
Right.
Right? You have to do like this, what we call tempering the eggs. Slow, whisking them in and keeping them warm but not hot, and you'll get this beautiful thickness that's perfect.
Oh, man, we're going to put all of these ideas on the website so people can try it at home. Beans, such a simple idea, such a great dish. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR.